The visit of this white horse not only brought the greatest curses of this country, but it brought with him the opening of the door to communism. And here is, you can go and do some homework. I'll give you all the proof and evidence you want to know that communism never rise up in this country until the first visit of the Pope with the power, the influence, the persuasions they now have. But there is some patriotic people. They're still thinking they can repeat the Bible like a certain senator that I know. You know it too. And they say they are born again. See? But they are the first to write to me and say that he do not see no problems in getting relationship with the Vatican. They said, no danger, spiritual danger. Well, I say, well, you don't see no spiritual danger because you are in danger already. See, a blind cannot lead another blind. Both will fall into the pit. But there are some people trying to make popular these people. Do you know why? You better know it. The red horse is riding, 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 and nobody will stop. Even the greatest arsenals of weapons, only Christ will stop it. Hallelujah! All glory be to God. Certainly, you are placing in the wrong place your trust and confidence. You better get it back. Get it back to the proper place and the proper person. Yes. And to the proper power. The power of the Holy Spirit given to the church to empower the church, to empower the servants of God, to empower the prophets of God, to empower the disciples of God, to empower the Christian militants of God in order to do what? Destroy cities and towns and people? No, to teach, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But this whore cannot preach the gospel on that power, because actually she herself does not believe in the gospel. Then she's not assisted and never will be assisted by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even so, there's some people there, including Paul and Jane. What I'm saying. Did I reveal a secret? No. No, you are too mature already in Christ. Praise the Lord for that. This is coming to pass. It's coming to pass, beloved. There is no more secret. These people already believe that they are already conquering and to conquer. But in the wrong wagon and under the wrong king. Yes. Do you know what Paul and James has declared in the last time with that child of the devil that carried that cross, the devil himself going around with that cross, going there, back and forth? Listen to this. There is no signs and evidence, and I challenge anyone to prove it by the scripture, that the actions of these men, the conduct and the behavior under these practices is ever from Christ or his apostles. But there is more to it. It's from the Roman Catholic institution. Alright, he was trained for it. He was prepared for it. He was in Brussels. And in Brussels he was in the cathedral, invited, among other guests, that other so-called militant, so militant against communism, Wumbra, you hear about him, Wumbra. Yes, what is his first name? Richard Wumbra. Mr. Wumbra was there too. Oh, they all coming together. Ha ha. Red and white. And anti-red. They were in Brussels, and I had the tape that was recording under the providence of God on all these conversations. All. You see, we have enemies, but we do have friends too, praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Yes. We got things too. Yes. And listen to this. And his own mouth, this man said that while he was in the cathedral, the priest of Rome came to him with the host. And he said, and of course, they knew that we were no Catholic for saying. Ah. Oh. Now, he considered himself or I a Catholic. But not just given the name. And when the priest approached and he looked to us and then among some other things, let me tell you what I was waiting to hear is whether he will say to the priest of Rome, "Hey buddy, stop right there. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you, devil." Oh, that is Arthur Plessy. That could be the real, truly Arthur Plessy. Praise the Lord! But he was not that. He took it, swallowed, eat it. The God of the devil himself. A made up God by the hands of the devil. The host. The greatest blasphemy committed not only against the sacrifice and the blood of Jesus Christ. He took it. He swallowed. He ate it. And he considered them all as his brothers and sisters. Beloved, is something seriously wrong. He's gotta stop. He's gotta stop. And God is gonna stop it. It's already going to stop it. It is already taking place. Praise the Lord. The world needs to know who is who right now. No later. It's too late for the world to know where Christ Church is. Where is a Christian? They don't know. The Muslims look the Catholics and believe that they are the Christian. The Jews look the Catholics and believe they are the Christian. The Romans, the Buddhists, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, the witches, they look the Catholics and they believe there is Christ Church. But when they look you as a Christian, they don't even believe that you are anything. What is this? They give more credit to a Roman Catholic as a Christian, the you being the real and truly Christian. Now you understand why they cannot be converted.